Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Ficky Fig, holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. So we actually talked about this towards the end of our show yesterday, about the lone, the last man standing in that New Orleans prison break.
Yep.
It was a guy by the name of Derrick Groves has been captured in Georgia. He was in Georgia, and the last time, I want to say the last time we talked about him, it was like maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and he was on the run for 5 months, man.
Yeah, that's wild.
He was on the run for five, to the point I totally forgot about the guy. I forgot he was on the loose. But, yeah, they called him. It was a lot of police out there and news reporters out there cameras.
He's probably hoping the police forgot too, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so as they had him in handcuffs, he was going to the police car, the back of the police car. He blew a kiss at the camera. So I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if it's a, hey, I'm going to be back out here, or he just being funny, just like, hey, that was a fun little 5 months. And, yeah, so I don't expect him getting out anytime soon now.
Did we ever get any clarity on how they found him? Because he was in a crawl space in an empty house by himself in Georgia.
I didn't see anything. I'm guessing somebody had to tip him off,
yeah,
right?
Somebody
right?
Definitely snitched. Yeah. I mean, he had, you can believe somebody didn't forget and knew that there could be a dollar on the other side if they turned in this highly wanted fugitive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I figure you can only go but so far for so long before somebody start hating on you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. One of my favorite tweets I saw about this was they said, I guess he might have been watching the Saints game, said, who that? Who that? And somebody heard it and said, you know what? Nah. Yeah. Get him out of here, man. He in Atlanta.
Yeah,
look. He in Georgia, man.
I know this is a fun story. I don't want to make too much light of, like, I'm pretty sure this guy was convicted of murder.
Yeah.
And then now he's obviously, you know, busted out of jail. So this is like a real life criminal, not trying to make light of the criminality of it all.
Yeah.
But, and this was kind of a mini confession. I didn't get to it earlier, but I do want to say this since you brought it up on the mixtape, Fig. I was kind of rooting for dude. It was something about being on the loose. Now, I'm not rooting for the lack of public safety and for him harming anybody while he's out. Like, I'm not rooting for that kind of chaos. But it was something about, like, getting gone and being the last man standing and the idea that this person could maybe live the rest of his life off the grid, under the radar, police looking for him, and him kind of gaming the system. Part of me was rooting for this just a little bit. Not rooting for him, but rooting for the idea.
It's kind of like rooting for the high-speed chase, hoping the guy kind of, hey, go.
Yeah, man, like, why did you take that way?
Yeah.
You don't know the other way? Come on, man. They going to get you there. That type of thing. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. If he was in Houston, I would have been like, man, lock this criminal up. But as long as he wasn't in the Houston area, then, you know, I don't care, man. Yeah. Let me see. I was just kind of impressed how he was gone that long, man.
Yeah. Because
everybody else got caught within a couple days. Some might have been caught within a month, I want to say.
Yeah.
Brother
they,
was gone.
They had almost all of them by the end of May. And then they just caught one of them, I feel like, last week or maybe the week before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not that long. It was still two left as of, like, just a couple of weeks ago. They caught one, and then obviously now have caught Mr. Derrick Rose.
Yeah, yep. So happy trails to Derrick Rose, man. It's been fun, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
By the way, a bunch of texts are coming in, so I'm going to take this as truth. People are saying he got in a fight with his girlfriend, and she turned him in.
That's been out there on social media, but nobody has been able to, like, that is out there, okay?
Okay.
But none of the reputable media sources have confirmed that, so who knows if that's true. It might very well be true, one of those situations where the people know before the officials know or before they're willing to tell you. Who knows? But we haven't really seen that to validate.
That's a tough way to go out, man. Just imagine. Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm calling the police.
Hey.
I'm calling the police on your black ass.
Hey, look, man.
You going back to jail.
If that's your situation, man, who the hell needs companionship? I'm going to tell you, that's going to be the last. Like, maybe I need a little bit of companionship, man, but the last thing I'm going to need is exactly.
I ain't getting
no full-on girlfriend if I'm running from the police.
Yeah, you just got to start over. People that don't know that aspect of it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so speaking of that, man, kind of on the same lines, it was another criminal on the loose, but this time this was in, I want to say, Idaho Springs, Colorado. Have you been? I know, B. Scott, you be in Colorado a lot. Have you been to Idaho Springs?
Not knowingly. I've driven around Colorado a little bit. If I made it to Idaho Springs, I did not know it.
Okay. So so apparently it was a criminal on the loose, and there was a reporter out there just did a little stand-up shoot or just kind of a little story about this criminal. And you know how, you know, the cameraman still recording and all that stuff. You kind of getting ready and all that. And they seen a guy that looked exactly like the description that they was talking about in the news segment. And here is the news reporter and cameraman just kind of, you know, this is off the air. This is kind of the cameraman peeping like, hey, that looked like the guy right there.
Oh, hey, put the camera on him. Yo, you see this person right here? Is this him? Would it be crazy if we actually found the guy right now? Because we saw a person who was literally fitting the description, who just walked by our camera.
This dude was just moseying on into a store, man. Like, same description, same outfit and all that stuff. And here is here's the reporter actually talking about how he discovered that was the criminal, courtesy of CBS Colorado.
Yeah, guys, this is one of the most interesting situations, weird situations, to be honest, that I've ever been a part of. So let me take you back to 6:55 in the morning. Just after my live shot, my photographer, Ladarius, said, hey, look, there's someone you should watch right behind you, and someone that fit the description of what we were talking about and what we were given from Clear Creek County Sheriff. They said this individual was 5'10" to 6 feet tall, thin build, and also was wearing tactical gear. The video you see right now is a video that we shot after that. You can see he was wearing tactical gear, also with a thin build. Now, that suspect walked across the street to the Maverick gas station. After we got the video, we then called the police department. About 10 minutes later, police called us back and told us the person that we saw, we got on video, was the suspect that was in the car chase around 8 p.m. last night. He was arrested near the visitor center in Idaho Springs and is currently in the hospital. Clear Creek County Sheriff, they said they couldn't believe how he was caught.
Yo, I can't either.
I know it.
I can't either. It's like, you know how like in the movies they try to do that thing, the kind of the ironic thing where the criminal or the subject is passing by the scene of whatever it is, or like, you know, whatever it is they're talking about. Oh, there he is right there. But, you know, it's kind of a thing for the viewer.
Yeah.
But they don't catch him, or the person doesn't get caught or whatever it is. This is the opposite. Like, oh, there he is. There you go. Right there.
Yeah. And I wanted to call this a stupid criminal, but I don't know if he was. I think he was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. You think he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, Pig?
Yeah, I was going to ask if it was bad luck or stupidity. I guess just bad luck. But the fact that, I mean, it sounds like it didn't happen that much prior, the night before, and this was before 6 a.m., but the fact that he's still wearing tactical
gear—that's
the
thing. That's the stupid part.
Yeah, that's a giveaway. You got to change your outfit.
Earn them clothes, man.
Yeah. No. Especially if it's tactical gear. Like it's not like, you know, he's committed a crime allegedly and he's down to his last outfit and he can't go nowhere and buy one because he's wanted and his face is everywhere. You in tactical gear? That means you got some kind of tactic, some kind of strategy, right? Like, so I would think that part of wearing the tactical gear is to have a regular outfit on the ready somewhere for you to change into. I don't get that part.
Yeah, and he was just going into the gas station like it was nothing, man. He looked just like a regular pedestrian just walking by a news camera.
But is anybody in tactical gear a regular pedestrian?
Nah.
Like, I figure everybody that's walking around in tactical gear is a suspect of some kind. If you just walk, not just... Like, you know, you didn't just come from paintballing or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just walking around in tactical gear for no reason. I might call the police, too.
It kind of looked like a Grand Theft Auto scene where, you know, if you play Grand Theft Auto, sometimes you just be wearing some random ass stuff. I almost cussed. Some random ass stuff. You might be in some army gear or something like that, just walking around and see. That's exactly what it looked like. It kind of had a Grand Theft Auto walk to him, too.
Crazy. Crazy Grand Theft Auto in real life. What are you doing?
Yeah. All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loot, Sports Radio 610. So we've been kind of messing around with which head coach is going to get fired in the NFL first. We threw out Mike McDaniel. I forgot who else we threw out. But
Bill Callahan's got to be on that
Bill
list.
Bill Callahan, yes. I feel like we probably need to focus on the Cleveland Browns right about now. Now, I ain't think they were going to fire their coach, but it's starting to get a little messy up there, man, because you see they traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals, and you had their head coach up there doing a press conference said, hey, that kind of caught us by surprise. So clearly him and the GM probably not on the same page right now.
Yeah.
And also you got him not really committed to Shedeur Sanders as the number two quarterback. In that crazy quarterback room. Apparently, this is causing a little stir on the radio as well. So let's go to ESPN 850 up in Cleveland. It's a show called The Really Big Show with Tony Rizzo and Aaron Goldhammer. And they had a guy by the name of Tony Grossi, who was pretty much like the John McClain up in Cleveland, been covering the team for years. They kind of had a little back and forth about Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel pretty much the whole damn season, from training camp all the way to now. And here's Rizzo asking Tony Grossi is it any chance Shedeur get traded this season?
Is there any way the Browns would trade Shedeur Sanders before the deadline, Tony?
I don't think anybody wants him, Rizzo, okay. I'm being honest. Okay. I mean, the Raiders passed them. Tom Brady.
Yeah, I know, but it's different circumstances now, Tony.
Well,
the
they
Raiders
got
thought
Geno
Smith.
They,
wait. The Raiders
they
thought
got Geno.
Tell you, the Raiders thought Geno Smith could play, and he can't. So for a fourth-round pick or fifth-round pick, you take a flyer on a guy, you don't think anybody would do that.
I don't, Riz.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, when they needed one, they asked for Pickett.
Why would no one want Shedeur Sanders?
Everyone made their statement about what they thought of him during the draft.
Yeah, but Tony, that was 7 months ago.
Well, he's not gotten any better, Riz. They see the film of the Rams game.
Did they see the film of the Panthers
and
game?
The kick? Yeah, I know. Yeah, oh. that Super Bowl performance.
See, to you, that game doesn't count. Okay,
well,
to me, that game counted for something. It did. And by the way,
what have you done for me lately?
By the way, he was playing with the twos. You're blatantly. The guy played with four offensive linemen that didn't make the team, and you're just dismissing that as if it meant nothing. At no point did Dylan Gabriel play with four offensive linemen that are no longer on the team. Call it for what it is. Please.
The league
for
knows,
the love of God,
the knows
just give
was
me
on
that.
The field,
for
this.
The love of God.
The league knows who was on the field, okay? That's no excuse for anything. That happens to backup quarterbacks all over the league.
Well, then what
in
the world is this kid doing on the Browns roster now if he's as bad as you think he is?
I'm sorry, the whole freaking league thinks he is, according to you. Yes.
You think the whole league thinks he sucks. Why is he on a roster? Why is he taking up a spot? Why?
I mean, is he not like barely kind of on a roster and barely taking it? He's acting like they paid Shedeur Sanders $50 million or something.
Yeah.
Like, he's on a team, and he's kind of barely on a team. He's just the most famous guy who's barely on a team.
Well, but is Tony, is that the guy that Shedeur also confronted?
It is. The one he said, why you don't like me, or why you always talking smack about me.
Right. So I kind of agree with both of them. Like, I think Tony just kind of has it out for Shedeur Sanders, and Tony's always been brought up as someone who's, like, very divisive and negative up there in Cleveland. And sometimes can be very wrong. But on the flip side, like you were saying as well, I think there's an axe to grind for Tony and Shedeur, but at the same time, like they don't even know if they can still make him the backup yet. It's not like you're talking about Joe Burrow here or anything. Like, this is a third-string quarterback anyways.
It's wild that we gotten to this point to where the view on him is hit rock bottom, because it feels like the truth should be somewhere in between. Like, he's probably not as good as maybe he thought he was or others thought he was going into the draft.
Yeah.
But probably not as bad as, like, the third string or whatever string quarterback on one of the worst teams or at least offenses in the league.
And by the way, on their practice squad, they got a quarterback by the name of Bailey Zappe.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey Zappe, Houston Christian fame.
If you're not better than him, man, like, it's hard for me to believe Shedeur ain't better than him.
Yeah, at least the upside should be.
Unless
here.
It's something we don't know what's going on. Maybe he's goofing off or something like that. Maybe he's not doing what a typical NFL quarterback usually do to get ready. But if he ain't beating out Bailey Zappe, man, something is wrong, man.
Maybe they don't like him mouthing his answers to the media.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
I did too.
I thought that was actually kind of maybe not a good idea tactically. Not a good idea for him, given his situation or his position where he's at. But I thought it was funny. I did think it was funny.
It is wild, though. Kevin Stefanski, you mentioned him off the top and played the audio. He's a 2-time Coach of the Year award winner, and he's like 8 games under .500 for his career as well in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm actually shocked he won that last Coach of the Year. That probably should have went to D'Amico, if we're being honest.
That's true.
But
especially on the heels, and I know they vote before, but on the heels of D'Amico beating him in the playoffs, you know,
right.
It's like, yo, this is awkward. I was actually at that award ceremony. I snuck my way in. Awkward. Very awkward.
Yeah, snuck your way in. Did you let them know? You got the wrong guy. Should be D'Amico.
Nah, by the time you meant about the award. Nah, I was in the lobby because that's how I realized I snuck my way in, because I ain't had no seat. So I had to watch the whole thing from the lobby with my laptop plugged into an outlet in the lobby. So, I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's Figgy's mixtape. You can hear it every day at the same time here at 120 on In the Loop. When we come back, we got to put a bow on things for today. We'll catch up with the fellows as well. They're out at a Buffalo Wild Wings, the guys of The Drive. And we will connect with them when we come back and put a wrap on things for In the Loop today. We'll do it next, In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.